So the thing that we're going to talk about is the degree to which you have surrendered your vitality, have sort of given up your masculinity. Like many, you have been seduced by the endless quantity of pornography that's available to you. And really, there is just endlessly so much. All you have to do is type in, a word or two of what you're looking for, and there it is. It's like a faucet. You can turn it on, and there's an unending supply. And it's a little unnatural. And the problem for you is that it just leads you into in this endless cycle of just masturbation and looking and masturbation and looking. And it becomes, or it is, I should say, unbecoming, because you have become endlessly subjected to this most base of your desires. And you could stop and you could control yourself, but you're weak. And you consume the videos and you look at the pictures and you masturbate, and then you go, and then you come back, and you do it again and again, and you've become like a dog, humping people's legs. And you have surrendered part of yourself, part of what makes you a man, the control of your own urges, the ability for you to take control of your animal nature. And instead, you've just become like a mouse, endlessly squeaking and touching yourself and coming and making a mess and returning and, a couple hours later or less, doing it all again. And you have surrendered. Given up some of yourself, some of your potency, some of your vitality by this constant draining of yourself. And what you should do is you should limit yourself. Make it so that your orgasms count. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't masturbate, everybody does. It's healthy, it's good for you, it's the right thing to do, and all sorts of people masturbate, and you shouldn't feel guilty about it. I mean, even your narrator partakes in this particular pleasure. But it's the degree to which you have taken to it, and you have given up some part of yourself. Some bit of animal nature is taking control of you. And it's because you're weak. And that little burst of pleasure, you return to it whenever you can, whenever possible. And you have lost that part of you that is a lion. That is a bison, that is a bear, that is a king, and there you are in the dark or in front of your desk or on your bed, coming and coming and coming and making messes again and again and again. And you should be a lion, and you should make your orgasms count. They should be worth something. But you treat them like, tissue, like they're nothing, like they are little disposable messes. And they're not. They're something that you should treasure. They're something that's valuable. But that's not how you treat them. You treat them like pesky little nothings. And like I said, it is unbecoming. You should have some strength, some restraint, some ability to control yourself. And just imagine how much more thunderous your orgasms would be if you just had a fewer of them. Like I said, masturbation is perfectly natural. But the degree to which you have given over to your base nature is inappropriate. And just imagine how much more powerful, how much more plentiful your orgasms would be if you were able to control yourself, to limit yourself, to restrain your animal nature. And then, when you went to pleasure yourself, there would be more liquid, more fluid erupting out of you. Your orgasms would be stronger, more powerful. And this would sort of reflect outwards. Like once you became in control of your base nature, sort of that confidence and that restraint and that ability to control your base instincts would reflect outward in the world. And when you walked around, some of that ability to control yourself, some of that ability to curb your most base instincts would reflect outwards, because all the things that we do, the good things and the bad things, you know, in small little ways, we show them out into the world and people can pick up on them. And now people just know that you're the type that masturbates and masturbates and masturbates again and consumes endless quantities of porn. And it shows. And people look at you and think, he's the type to watch tons of porn. And he's weak and he masturbates constantly. And if you were to gain mastery of your instincts, it would show and people would think, there's a man that's in charge. There's a man who knows a bit about control. And then, in time, your compulsive nature would give way to a more controlling, a more in-control outlook on life. And you could control your pleasure. And by doing that, that pleasure that you did get, would be more thunderous. Right now, you're in a quantity and not quality. And all those little orgasms that you have, they really aren't worth much because you just return to it again and again and again and again and again and again. But if you cut back, limited yourself, rather than quality, rather than quantity, it would be quality. And your orgasms would be worth something because they would be grand and almost violently strong and intensely pleasurable. And rather than just dribbling out a couple drops, you would jettison your cum and it would go soaring powerfully through the air. And that's the power of restraint, the power of control, which is something that you should aspire to, rather than just being a dog humping people's legs endlessly and almost being annoying, like a little mosquito buzzing in the air. And then when you became a master of your base nature, could control the animal that's inside of you, you could then move on, right? And you might find that people listen to what you say more. You're more seriously considered for promotions, and people listen to you more intently because somehow the ability to control yourself, your base nature, people will pick up on it. And they'll say, there's a man with confidence. He's not weak. He's not petty. He's thunderous. He's a lion. And then, while you had fewer orgasms, they would be stronger. But that at that point, you would move towards reclaiming that vitality, reclaiming that essence, bringing it back into you, making you more powerful. And of course, at that point, I'm talking about you consuming your own fluid. Not because you're weak. At that point, it would be because it is this gift of life, this white, gooey fluid that you erupt. It is your juice. It is your masculinity. It is your gift. And you crumple it up now and you throw it away, or you wipe it up or wash it off. But you need to move towards reclaiming it and consuming it. And it's not hard. It's not complicated. In fact, the way to do it is very easy. You get a cup with some juice in it, grape juice or orange juice, and then you pleasure yourself. You give in to the pleasure, which is perfectly fine. And stroke your cock, big and hard, up and down, and you give yourself that pleasure. And then when you come, you just squirt it into this little cup with some grape juice in it. And then your big, thick load, and you stir it around in the grape juice or the juice. And then you just drink it. And that's how it would begin, right? Just a whole cup of juice. And you would get that energy, that power back into yourself. And once you sort of cross the line of being able to consume your juice, then it would just be a measure of slowly reducing the amount of juice. And eventually you would get to the point where you were drinking almost pure cum. And it would take you a while. It wouldn't be overnight. But once you got into the habit, once you set your mind to it, the amount of juice in the equation would go down and down and down and down, till eventually it would just be, you know, an ounce or a half an ounce of juice. And then a big eruption of your own potency. And eventually, and it might take a month or two, you would get to the point where, yes, you could just come in your hand and then lick it and taste it. And you're not doing it because, for any other reason than that, because you know that this juice, it's powerful, it's magical. And you want to reclaim that potency and consume it. And again, this would reflect outward into the world. And people would say, there's a man who can control himself. There's a man who understands the power of his own masculinity, of his own sexuality. And as you learned to control your masturbation, not cut it out. You always need to come. But controlled it, mastered it. And when you became the sort of man who didn't waste your potency and your vitality and consumed it, people would sense it and they would say, there's a lion who understands, properly understands the gifts that he can give the world. And he treats them like the gifts that they are and doesn't throw them away or wash them off, but brings them back into his own body, consumes it like the treat and the treasure that it is. So that's my challenge. Don't go for quantity. Go for quality. Limit yourself. Let your orgasms matter. Let them be strong and powerful. So you erupt the maximum amount of fluid. And learn. Train yourself. Teach yourself. Work at it. Practice to drink it. Consume it. Bring it back into your body. Consume that sticky, sticky cum. And people will think of you differently. How could they not? You'll think of yourself differently. You'll think of yourself as a man who's in control, who properly respects his own eruptions, his own jettisons, his own fluids. And that would be my challenge to you. Quality, not quantity. To take charge. And to consume your own pleasure. If you can. You don't have to be weak. You don't have to be a dog. You don't have to be a buzzing little, furiously masturbating little insect. You can be a lion. A lion with power and potency.